Voters in the marginal seat of Reid in Sydney's inner west are happy Malcolm Turnbull will take over the top job. The seat is currently held by Liberal MP Craig Launday and is one of the most culturally diverse in the country. AM's Lindy Kerin visited the electorate and filed this report.
It used to be a safe Labor seat, but a major redistribution before the 2010 election changed that. Reid covers suburbs in Sydney's inner west, including Des Moines, and that's where Kate was celebrating the news about Malcolm Turnbull.
That's so exciting standing here with you, looking on Twitter. We can see that there's been change and that we haven't got Tony Abbott anymore. It's like his head isn't... has been in the sand. Tony Abbott's been pushing his own agendas and sticking to those things, and no matter what the public opinion is or how people are affected by that, he still would go ahead with what he wanted to do. And there's just so many promises that haven't been made to people that were done before the election.
The coalition are arguing, well, what's wrong with that?
Across the road at the local pub, security guard Joshua Balanevalu has been watching the coverage.
I think it's a good decision. I think it's going to be good for the country. I think it's about time that we have a change of leadership. Government under the present Prime Minister has made many decisions which I think the ordinary Liberal Party supporters may not agree with.
Like what? What's upset you?
Oh, I just believe that if a political party makes a promise before the election, that they should stick to their promise. Maybe he was a better opposition leader than a Prime Minister.
And what do you? What sort of Prime Minister do you think Malcolm Turnbull will make?
I think he will make an excellent Prime Minister. I'm a former soldier, and I don't believe that kind of language. That's one of the reasons why I believe the Prime Minister had to go. In terms of national security, his language was too strong. And I think for us to solve the problem that we currently have in the world, it needs a leader that unites the people, and I believe some of his language was too strong.
Joshua Balanevalu says he's a long-time Liberal supporter. He says if Tony Abbott held on to the job, the party would have lost his vote.
And I was going to vote Labor at the next election.
You were so angry with him?
Absolutely.
And now?
I will continue supporting the Liberal Party.
Carmel has lived in Des Moines for all of her 52 years. She says she has high hopes for Malcolm Turnbull.
Well, I hope he does a good job, because at the moment this country is going to the dogs, so to speak. So hopefully he'll do a better job than Mr. Abbott.
What do you think Mr. Abbott's done wrong?
I think he's just fallen into the trap of many politicians that they go on their merry way and don't listen, and that's cost him his job.
And what do you make of Malcolm Turnbull? What sort of Prime Minister do you think he'll make?
I'm going to give him a fair go. I'm not really sure what type of Prime Minister he's going to make, but we'll see in time what he does.
What do you think about the fact that there's been another change in leadership, another Prime Minister? Does that bother you?
Yes, it does, because it's almost becoming like a game now. First with the Labor Party, and now we've seen it with the Liberal Party. And I think the Australian public is just losing faith in all politicians at the moment.
Voters in the marginal seat of Reid in New South Wales speaking to Lindy Kerin.